Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you this evening to Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you to Bible, which means basic instruction before leaving Earth. Hosted by the Darren Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, where Brother Lewis Parker IV is the minister. We want you to know also on Thursday nights, we have Bible questions and answers. And it is hosted by Brother Horace Robbins of the Brookshire Church of Christ, Brother Lewis Parker IV, myself, Brother Lewis Parker III, and others are on that program. But on any of our programs, if you have any questions, feel free to ask them. Tonight, I will be speaking from the subject once again. Part 6, what in hell do you want? What's down there in hell that make people do such wicked things to try to do that? They're against each other. They're for who's the best killer? Who's the best stealer? Who's the best whoremonger? Who is the best adulterer? Who is the best liar? Ooh-wee! This country is going nuts. And it has pervertedly done it over and over again on the earth. God warns us, but we fall back into it. Somebody said, well, you know something? This is part 6 of what in here. Isn't the Bible got some other stuff in it you can talk about? Listen, when you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the whole key to the Bible is to keep us human beings out of hell. We have been given commandments. It's just like those of you who have raised children. You gave them commandments and you meant your commandments. Now, many of you didn't keep them, which is bad. Because if you don't keep what you told your children that you were going to do to them, they would break the rules. Your child don't respect you at all. Ooh-wee! And now, human beings are beginning to not respect God, to give him the glory, to give him the honor. Let's look at him in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Open your Bibles up to Genesis chapter 1. Do you have any other information about this earth? You're talking about the explosion, the cataclysmic explosion where somehow the earth just blew up into what it is today. You're not in your right mind. God said this. No man has disproved this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the earth. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the earth. And God said, let there be light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, how did that happen? Man will tell you some anything. An explosion created the earth. What was here before the explosion? Who put it here? How did it get here? Who are the people or whatever, the stuff or things that did it? Who did it? We deny the word of God. Lord have mercy. The book of all books, the Bible. But God created the light. Verse 4, and God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Ooh-wee! night. Where did you get the word day and night from? You got it from God. See, man is so smart, but he can't prove none of the stuff he talks about. Where the earth came from. Who could, it was just an explosion. It was who put all of these chemicals and things into order where they would explode. If it even happened, the Bible says it didn't happen. God created it. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. Let the earth, let the dry land appear. And it was, and God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he the seas. And God saw it was good. Ooh-way. Man said he came up with all of these ideas. In other words, you're telling the Bible and telling God he's a liar. And you think you know it all. You don't know it all. You've been instructed. You've been told what happened. And we're to embrace that. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. In itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw it was good, and the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, let there be light firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light unto the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light up on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good. Now, who's doing all this? God. Lord, have mercy on sick men. Verse 19. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their own kind. Every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw it was good. And God blessed him, saying, be beautiful, be fruitful, brother, and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning was the fifth day. And God said, let earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Male and female created he them. Now, I've been preaching all this while. This is part six. God created a male and a female. That's all he created. He created that, and you calling God a lie? There's a woman locked up in me, and a woman, there's a man in me. You are a lie. It's not in me. In you, rather. I don't know what in hell do you want. Got to be something down there mighty good. Because you're going to tell the creator, that he's a lie? He created male and female. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Right. People running around there talking about they gay, they don't have dominion over their own self. How are they going to have something over the earth? Even the animals can't put up with them because they want to sleep with the animals and do everything else with the animals, trying to pervert the animals. Did you not know that during the apostolic age and before that, during the prophetic age, David was a shepherd? Shepherds had to be watched because a shepherd is very closely sexually related to a woman, and they can have half human, half sheep. Lord have mercy. Here's a man God made a ruler. He had sense enough to know what the woman was for. Today we got men and women laying and sleeping with anything they feel like they want to. Before too long, they might get a right pass after they get the rights passed for men to marry men and women to marry women. They may get the government to pass the right that it's all right for a man to marry a sheep, horse, cow, anything else he wants to marry. Anything else. Right. God created that woman for the man. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you, if it shall be. And for you it shall be what? Meat. And every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that it was that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day. On the seventh day, God rested. And that's why we even have the Lord's to worship God in spirit and in truth. But things began to change in that garden when Satan got hooked and got Eve to eat of the unforbidden fruit in the midst of the garden. Ooh, we've been in trouble ever since. And there's something Satan has done to us, human beings. When men began to do and fulfill the desire of Satan, they will be destroyed. Look at us today, America, on the way down, because we have embraced these satanic things. And one of the worst is same-sex marriages. Oh, we got a lot of lying, stealing, killing, fornication, adultery, and all kinds of maliciousness and craziness going on. But when you start dealing with the homosexuality, that is totally pathetic. What drives human beings to that? What makes them want to go that route in life? What makes it happen to them? God had formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out unto Eden. Look at the wonderful thing God did for us. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet. Right. Listen, you see, the biggest problem now is men have become so foolish. See, God created the woman as the helpmeet for man, help him to meet his obligations back to God. That's what he's talking about. What do you think marriage is about? Now we got girls and boys and old men and old women shacking together. Didn't make no commitment or vows one to another. Listen, men, listen. You lower than a dog when you don't think you with a woman and she doesn't love you. God created the woman for the man. And if she loves you, she loves you. That's why so many of them get beat and treated like a dog and stay at your side. You think you all that. You ain't nothing but a fool. Ooh-wee. God created that woman. And if that one loves you and you cussing her out and beating her and treating her like a dog and she's still there with you, and you think you all that, you are a low-down fool. In the world you think God created the woman for the man. She's there to help you meet your obligations back to God. She's there because she has found the love of her life. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Write it down or turn to it. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church that he gave himself for it. You got a wife, you better be willing to give yourself for her, because she gives her all to you. Now, if she stopped doing that, it's only because you're just a filthy dog, no good dog, cussing her out, beating her, treating her like a dog, and carrying on, got other women calling the house and carrying on, clubbing all night out with other women in the motel, hotel, Holiday Inn, doing any old freaky stuff you want to. And you might be with another man, giving up the rump, giving that rump up. And that woman is there for you. You see, this foolishness got to stop. This foolishness, it's got to stop in the pulpits of America, too. Preachers. Preachers, so-called preachers. Got all his women up in the church and the first lady. But he got all the other women that he's sleeping with and can't on with. Ooh-wee! And then that's why you can't tell the truth in the pulpit. How you going to tell somebody else the truth and you living like a dog? Set your rump on a stump somewhere. Get out the pulpit. Because you are going to hell. You keep that up. And you're going to catch hell on this earth, too. Sometimes they wonder why you're not getting blessed. Look at the way you live. It's a known fact that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But you wallowing in your filthy sins. Don't want to get out of that foolishness. I don't know what a ham sandwich you think you are, but you ain't about nothing. And God's going to show you that too. He created that woman to help the man meet his obligations back to God. And he said, now don't eat of that fruit in the midst of the garden. However, Satan convinced Eve to eat of that fruit. And she convinced Adam. Show you. Now, you sitting up here thinking you all that. Hey, you all that. You so handsome. You so smooth. You so slick. You can talk the talk. You can walk the walk. You the man. You a lie, and the truth is not in you. Adam was the only man up in that garden. Satan convinced Eve to eat of the unforbidden fruit. And you know something? Yeah, you may think you all that. She had some kind of way of getting Adam to eat too. She gave it to Adam and he ate too, and he knew better. You see, once a hell gets in a woman, you got some problems, Doc. You have some problems. That's why we were commanded to love our wives, even as Christ also loved the church. And look here, you running around here talking about you love and everything like that, and you ain't married to her. What you going to do? Say that and keep that in line, then shacking and carrying on together? What's wrong? What's wrong? You shacking and carrying on together? And look here, this is getting ridiculous up in the churches and stuff. Preachers can't tell the truth about it. They some big whoremongers up in there themselves, running all the women in that church and across the nation too. We got to straighten it up and fly right. Be committed to God to live a glorious life here and an everlasting life in heaven. You see, we got to follow the rules of instruction here on this earth. Just like Adam and Eve messed up, we're still messing up like Adam and Eve nowadays. God said of all the fruit you can eat in the garden, but of the fruit in the midst of the garden, don't touch it. Don't touch it. And look at us today. Should be members of the body of Christ, but doing some of anything and everything. Ooh, that is crazy. dress up on Sunday and go in there looking the part of a Christian. Looking the part of a Christian. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Get yourself right. Get yourself right. What in hell do you want? And you know something when you think about it? Genesis to Revelation is there to convict us from going to hell. The whole Bible. When you read the Bible from cover to cover, the whole point is for you to obey God and keep yourself out of hell. Not only hell as a final destination, but you can mess your whole life up living wicked and sinful in this world. I just want to know, what in hell do you want? What's down there that's calling you? Come on, come on, come on. It's good down here. What's good down there? Tell us. If you know what's so good down there, call in and tell us. You might be able to convince me to want to go to hell. If it's that good, my Lord. Help somebody else go to hell with you if that's what you want to do. Just stand out on the street corner and say, hell, write a big sign of hell and put some found and everything. How and why to go to hell? Why? Because there's something down there that you want. And you prove it that you were down there. Now, this one guy went down there, he told me. He went to sleep one night and he ended up in hell. Pharaoh kicked him out of hell because he gave him some marijuana. So he got out of hell, but he burned up that night. He couldn't go to sleep no more that night. He had to go to his icebox and get all the ice that he could find up in the icebox and drink it all night long. Ooh-wee! He said he don't never want to go back to hell no more. And he's glad that Pharaoh kicked him out of hell. He's living a better life now, but he hadn't been baptized into Christ yet. And that's what you got to do to be saved. You got to hear the word, believe it, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized for the remission, for the cleansing, for the washing away of all your past sins. What in hell is it down there that you want? You can't quit doing wickedness and evil and wrong. And then gay has a lot to do with it, too. Once you get out there on that gay line, you just may as well hang it up. How in the world are you going to think that you're a man, born a man, and now you're a woman? Every child, when he gets to be 5 and a half years old, know whether he's a man or going to be a woman. Going to be a man or going to be a woman. And the reason they don't, that it's worse now, you're beginning to see it on television now. They were keeping it quiet. But now the door is open. More of these grown men, more of these grown women, they are misusing these little kids, and they grow up like that. Men having sex with little boys, training them to be gay when they get older. That's coming out a lot worse now. You see, this is what, even if you read the book that I told you about in the beginning, Tim LaHaye, those unhappy gays. At 5 years old or 5 and a half years old, every child know what they're going to be. Unless some man been raping the boy, some woman been raping the girl, or even a man raping the girl, making an ACDC. They say the current runs both ways, ACDC. That current don't run but one way, and that's the way you was born. And I don't care how gay you say you are, you're still a man or a woman 100%. That's a proven scientific fact. Scientific fact. You're talking about it's a woman up in me. Ain't no woman up in you. It's Satan up in you and your mind telling you you gay. Amen? Name what? How illiterately stupid is it being gay? Crazy being gay. How many babies were born from somebody's rectum? You're going to try to create life in a rectum. Way, you're losing your devilish mind and making it popular for everybody to embrace. The Supreme Court is about to embrace it soon. Isaiah 9:16, I believe it is, said, it is the leaders of this people that do cause them to error. And they that are led of them are destroyed. See, our leadership is leading us to hell now. Obama embracing that new homosexual guy there, embracing it and telling you that's all that's all right. That is pathetic what our government is doing to us right now. Right now. Telling us it's all right for us to go to hell. All right for a man to be a woman. A woman to be a man. Yeah, you know what you're talking about. You can be a woman if you want to be. You got a woman wrapped up in you. And the government is standing behind it. Leaders of the people are sending us to hell. And when they pass that law that same-sex marriage is going to be all right, we may as well kiss America goodbye. Kiss America goodbye. Because that is it. If we say that, it's all right for two same-sex people to get married. That's a lie, and they know it. They know it's a lie. Devilish lie. Amen. Open your Bibles. Turn your Bible over to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 16. 9:16. For the leaders of this people cause them to error, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore, the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, and shall have mercy on their and neither mercy on their fatherless and widows, for everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. God's hand is still stretched out for us to turn around and do right. But we will not. The leaders are causing us to err. They are putting a stamp of approval on it. Preachers in churches are putting a stamp. Some of them are homosexuals themselves, or faggots, or whatever you want to call them. Matter of fact, they've started homosexual churches. One in California is over 67,000 members. Amen. Look in Houston. We got a big one there on Main Street. Homosexuality. Even as a child, I never thought I'd see this kind of foolishness like it is now. Now, people say, well, why are you always talking about homosexuality? There are a lot of other sins. I know it is. But whenever homosexual in Romans chapter 1, thinking ourselves become wise, we became fools, then start having same-sex relationships, all of the sins that were already on it, fornication, adultery, and all liars and all, got worse, just like it's doing now. Ooh, you can't do no worse sin than I can do. Somebody go out and do something, you're going to do better than that. It's a war of who can do the best sins. People that can kill or whatever. I see why that policeman that was in Texas here that resigned And Bruce Jenner, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's in big trouble. He's setting it off for the gays now. He's fixing to have a transgender operation. He's going to let the doctors turn his sexual parts into female parts, and he's going to be a full-blooded woman. He's a liar. God is on the move now. He's fixing to make some examples of some of this foolishness going on in this country now. That's why we got to keep the saved saved. If you're a member of the body of Christ, you got to keep living the life. The body of Christ, I told you earlier, have you heard the word? Acts 15:7, do you believe? Hebrews 11:6, are you willing to repent? Luke 13:3, are you willing to confess Christ to be the Son of God? Matthew 10:32, and are you ready to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins? Are you ready? We baptized a young man earlier this week. We're ready to baptize you. Get you into Christ. Keep you into Christ. Let you live the right kind of life. Only one life you can live, and that's in the church of Christ. Oh, that preacher don't know what he's talking about. It's 600 or 700, almost 1,000 different churches. Yes, 1,000 different everything out here. But it's only one church in the Bible. Only one church in the Bible. Christ said upon this rock, Matthew 16:18, upon this rock, I will build my church. My is a possessive pronoun showing ownership. Christ owns the church. He owns the church that's in the Bible. Now, a lot of men going around there building their churches and getting a 501(c), but you don't own no church. You just got you a corporation, a lying corporation, where you're talking about saying Christ is in that church. Christ saying, and you the man over that church. And you and your bishops, your elders, or whatever you got up in there, you and your leading brothers just taking that money, the monies and the honeys. What in hell do you want? What's down there that just make it so wonderful for people to try to get to hell? Please call us in and let us know. Let us know. Maybe you can convict us to go, you know, to try to take us there with you. I doubt it seriously, but try to tell me if something that good. Then don't let us not know. Hey, at least that guy told me he went gave Pharaoh some marijuana down in hell, and he kicked him out of hell. At least he told me he'd been there and got kicked out. For the hell. So something wrong somewhere. Something wrong somewhere. I think he's checking himself now because he's been smoking that marijuana for years, mixing up with meths and everything else. Yes, those times got to go. Live it all kind of way, any kind of way must go if we're going to save our soul. And not only that, if we're going to live a decent life here now. Why don't you go and visit the homeless shelters and see the people that you might know in your city that are there? Go to the places where people are in the hospitals where they lost their minds from on drugs and things, and notice the people that you see that are there. Ooh-ray! Go to the graveyard and visit where some of the people you were growing up with didn't make it. Because of wicked living. God is a good God. You got to obey the gospel. You got to live the right life. Because there shouldn't be anything down there in hell that you want. God was speaking in Genesis. He was telling Adam and Eve what to do and what not to do. Beautiful garden. Beautiful garden. And they got kicked out. Why? What in hell do you want? Verse chapter 3 of Genesis. Now the serpent, the snake, was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yeah, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall surely not die. You're not going to die. For God hath known that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, she started looking at it. It's good for something to eat. Yum, 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 yum. And that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Ooh-ray! Sisters, listen, stop doing these men like that. You know, man, when you love that woman, man, sometimes it's easy for her to put anything in his mouth. Ooh-ray! He knew better, too. But he was in love with Eve. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I know, and I've counseled young men whose girlfriends got them hooked on dope. I've counseled a young man whose girlfriend turned him gay. She took him to her house. They were shacking and racking and going from house to house having illicit sex. And she got him at the house one night, got him feeling good with smoking that marijuana that she was giving to him, and flipped him over right quick and reached in her upper drawer and took out her tool and stuck him with that tool. And he'd been gay ever since. He came and talked to me and told me what she did as his minister. He told me, and he still got that woman in him. Yay! So you know, if Eve took that fruit and gave it, she didn't ask Adam. If she did, the Bible didn't put it in there like that. She gave him, here, honey, take this. Here, honey, a lot of guys been hooked on dope and nightclubs with women. I've counseled some, and I know many that have been hooked on dope in the nightclub at night. The girls bring something in. Come drink this, baby. Come on, he drank that, and he ain't never come back right yet. Just get strung out. A woman can convict and convince a man to do things that he should not be doing. That's why man need to stick with God, obey him, be the head of the wife. And that does not mean beating her. All she wants is love given back, kindness, meekness, love given back to her. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, that he gave himself for it, Ephesians 5:19. And when a husband loves his wife and do kind things for her, things that shock her and surprise her, that deepens that depth of love for you, that she has for you. That's all she wants. She wants to be recognized and loved because she's given you everything she has. Everything. You a lie. Reason your wife might not be giving you everything she has is because you're such a devil. Such a devil and treat her bad. I know guys who've been devils to their wives, but the wives still love them because they repented of that. You need to learn to repent and stop just shacking. That's just for a little while. Shack up and run off. Once you leave, she understands one thing in her heart. She ain't got no license for you. You didn't give her no license. You just came in, got what you want to get, and do what you want to do, and you going on down the street somewhere. Anywhere, anybody, any place, anything. You are the father. You are the husband. Woo-wee. When are you going to be the husband? And stop being a sneaky snake and do the right thing. Notice what Eve did. Eve gave it to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Didn't that fruit do something? Knowledge of good and evil? They were walking around naked all the time. Walking around naked all the time in the garden. But when they ate of the fruit of the forbidden fruit of that in that garden, they knew then that they were naked. And you know what? They went and made themselves some aprons out of fig leaves and covered themselves up. Now, how in the world are these young girls walking around here naked? How are these boys walking around here showing their drawers and naked? One boy's pants fell off of him and his little thing fell out in front of him and everything. Everybody was laughing. He didn't mean it neither. He's an older young man. Lord have mercy. No respect. We know it's a shame to be naked like that. What? Why are we dressing and acting like we're acting nowadays? Because what? What in hell do you want? Satan has inspired people just to do anything that they want to do. I got a right to do this. I've got a right to do that. I can do whatever I want to do. Don't you blankety blank, 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 blank nothing to me. I'm going to blankety blank, blank, blank you. Just sit there just with this wickedness going on everywhere. And it's not getting any better. It's getting more and more pathetic. Now, after they put their aprons on, verse 8 of chapter 3, Genesis, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Eve and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. You see how pathetic that is? You see how pathetic that is. The woman you gave me. I ain't nothing to do with that woman. You gave me that woman. And then she gave something to me to eat, and I did eat it because she gave it to me, because you gave her to me. Why you want to tell that lie? He created you first as the head of the woman. And you know, why did she give it to you? You didn't ask her, well, why are you eating something that God told us not to eat? Well, why are you going to give me some marijuana up in this club that you know make people crazy and you're trying to destroy me? I just want to see how you going to react to it. No, you want me out there on them streets begging, wanting, needing, and pleading, or get into a nut house somewhere going crazy taking this dope that you've given me. Straighten up and fly right. husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and the savior of the body. The husband got to learn to be the head. And the head don't mean that you just kicking around and treating her like a dog and talking to her like she's crazy and everything else. No. That head of the church shows the love that like God shows to us in the church. Love. Respect. Amen. And some people don't want to get that now. It's just everybody. The little boy is calling the girls H's now and everything else. Yeah, man, I know what them H's doing. I know what they doing and all that, man. Just, woo-wee! If you were caught doing that when I was coming up in school, your butt was torn up in school, and then mom and dad is going to whip you when you get home. I bet not ever get a whipping at school. When I got home, I got another one. Maybe two. You see, they believe in raising children upright. Now we got wild, crazy, hellbound children nowadays. Woo-wee! All because they think it's something good in raising hell. Doing, embracing all of the sins that they can. Getting away is the key. If I can do it and get away, I'll do something bigger and better the next time. And they're all being destroyed. Penitentiaries full of them. Graveyards full of them. Hospitals full of them. Nut houses full of them. Just everything. It is totally pathetic. What in hell is it that you want? Got to be something down there. Because people are doing so much now until they're not even thinking about stopping. They got to try to hurry up and get there. The faster the better. The faster the better. God told. Now notice what happened. And the Lord and the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you. God made the man the ruler of the woman. But listen, you guys out there think that you pimps and players, you may as well turn gay, because you're not no pimp and no player. Maybe you'll be a pimp to another man, but you're not no pimping player. When he said rule, he meant you got to be a member of his religious group. You must be following the instructions of the Bible. That's how you rule. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the what? Church? That he gave himself for it? Are you willing to give your life for your wife? No, because you think you're some kind of pimp player or something. You ain't nothing but a fool. Nothing but a fool. And it's going to come out one day. It's going to come out one day. That same woman that you dog and treat like a dog and carry on and beat and carry on like that, she may be the first one to walk up in that funeral home and look at you in tears and start crying. But I loved you. She still loves you. listen, stupid. She still loves you. Hey! You think that you all of this and all of that. Love her. And she'll understand that. She might even leave you. Some of them will leave you and regret that they ever left you. Live the worst life they could ever live on this earth. Their head jump time and they put you down and they carry on and talk about you and everything else like that. And then end up with some kind of wicked dog of a husband. And can't stay there. He said, he put enmity between that serpent. And to Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy brow face shall thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, from dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all things. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the tree of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. The only way we can get now is do God's will. In hell, do you want? Disobedience created all of this. And all throughout the Bible, God had to make laws for man to abide by, to keep him living the right kind of a life. And we need to understand that. And we need to deal with that. Live the life that Christ has commanded us to live. Stop all of this foolishness. Because what in hell do you want? Some people say, well, I got stuff and things. But look, let me tell you something. That's not what makes a good life here. That's not what makes a good life here. The only good life you can live is a life in Christ Jesus, doing the will of God. And he'll bless you with everything that you know how to handle. You see, if you get out of Christ and you hit some money, hit that jackpot one night and you hit some millions of dollars, you mess around there and you be broke by the end of the year, some people, or you be getting stuff that you don't need, you don't want, and you don't know, just going to go crazy. God will bless you with that you can handle and that you can do. I want you to know, I'd like for you to visit the Church of Christ nearest you. When you go to the church, you'll hear the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Hear how Christ died, how he was buried, and now he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. You've got to hear that Acts 15 and 7. You've got to believe that Hebrews 11 and 6. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of all those that diligently or carefully seek him. Then you must be willing to repent. Stop wrong and start doing right. I tell you nay, Luke 13 and 3, I tell you nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That must have been mighty good, because in verse 5 he repeated, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Then you must be willing to confess Christ to be the Son of God. Jesus said, whosoever confesses me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. Then last but not least, be dipped and submerged in water. Acts 2:37-38. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what must we do? Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, for the forgiveness of your sins. You need the forgiveness of your sins. Then walk in the light as he's in the light. Live the right life. Stumble, repent, get back up, and keep living right. Fight that good fight of faith until the day that you leave this earth. May God be with you. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And remember, what in hell do you want?